with WCLU Local News. I'm Angela Briggs.
I'm talking to Coach Trevent Hayes from Caverna Schools, and I just want to lead off by saying that I'm totally biased in favor of Caverna. I just want to lead off with that. I went to high school Caverna. Certainly, I'm a Colonel through and through. Tell me a little bit about Trevent, about what you've been doing with this middle school football team.
You know, Angela, I actually started coaching them in Little League 2 years ago, and just a really good group of kids. I think at the time we only had like 14 kids on our team. And the year before they didn't have a team, and that's why I started coaching Little League again, so that the kids would at least have a chance to play. And we won a few games, and then the opportunity came up last year for me to be able to coach the middle school team. And, you know, we worked really hard all summer, and then we got hit with COVID, so it wasn't a regular season. But we still played, I think we played five games, and we won we won four out of the five, and Bowling Green beat us 30-28 last year. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that Caverna had ever played Bowling Green in football. So, you know, we knew that things were on the right track, and right. Kind of got us where we're at now.
So exactly where are you at now?
Right now we're at 7-8-2. We lost to Bowling Green again this year, 36-32, in a game that we actually scored more touchdowns than Bowling Green, but we failed to convert on our two-point conversions, and we lost. And then we played a really good Taylor County team and lost.
So now you guys, though, you got a big trip planned this weekend, am I correct?
Yes, we are. In the last weekend, we won the region, Region 1, Division 3, the first time ever in Caverna's history that a football team had won the region. So that allowed us to make it to the Final Four in the state. So we will play Christian Academy Louisville in the semifinals of the state this Saturday at 10:30.
Tell me a little bit about, to take a group of kids, right? And oftentimes, it's these huge schools that get attention. So a small school like Caverna, to take a group of kids, right, that haven't played together since, kindergarten or since first grade, and to now have them go into the Final Four, what does that do for not just the morale of the team, but of the other kids, of the students, and of the school?
And, I'll take it a step further than that. I'll even go with the whole community. Caverna's not had a good football program in some time, and I give credit to the varsity team and Coach Eric Lashley. They won five games this year, which is a big turnaround for the varsity. But, our kids, on average, we had about 150 people at every game during the season. It actually looked like a varsity game when we played. But just winning helps everything. And, I've told my kids from day one, when you win on the field, you win in life. But most importantly, you win in the classroom. And, we've got a lot of kids that really needed football. And we just kind of showed them how they could tie football into, their regular everyday life. And it's not only made them, better young men, but it's made them better students, too.
What difference does it make investing time in young people?
Oh, it means the world. And for those that are coaches, especially in a small school such as ours, I actually lose money coaching. And I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. It's just, if we don't invest in the kids, then we can't expect them to invest in themselves, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And all these kids need is a little attention and to tell them you love them and, to hug them every once in a while and, kid around with them once in a while. Because there's so many things, especially at Caverna, and I'm only going to speak from Caverna. I'm not going to speak about Glasgow or Barron because I don't know. But at Caverna, we have so many kids that are being raised by, grandparents, aunts, uncles, mm-hmm. Other individuals. And, these kids, a lot of these kids don't have a lot of structure at home. And so I know that. And we're a pretty poverty-stricken school, so we don't have all the nice things. Barron County has the nice field, the nice stadium, the nice uniforms. Glasgow has the nice stadium, the nice uniforms. My kids have one set of uniforms. And, you know, for the state playoffs this weekend, they said, you know, get with the other coach and tell them what color you're wearing. We're wearing the same ones. Mm-hmm. We don't have anything to choose from. But right. Our kids have learned that it's not about the uniform. It's the name on the uniform. And they're really proud to play at Caverna.
And you got to be proud of them.
Oh, I'm beyond proud. You know, I had Saturday when we won, you know, I cried. And the kids, you know, finally understood what we've tried to do for 3 years.
Right.
And it's just, I mean, you know, words can't explain the feeling that I felt on Saturday.
Region you know, 1 Coach of the Year. Were you surprised?
I was very surprised. Yes, I was very surprised.
How did you find out that you'd won Region 1 Coach of the Year?
Actually, I found out Coach Gary Settles coaches at Bullitt Central Middle School up in Louisville, and he sent me a text message on my way to take Meek to school and congratulated me, and it just said congratulations, like the confetti came up, and I didn't see the whole message.
Right.
And so somebody called and was like, hey, congratulations, and I said, for what? And they said, well, you got Coach of the Year, and I was like, yeah, right, whatever. And I went back and looked at his message, and he had actually screenshotted where they had posted it on the KYMSFA Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I left and went back in the house and was like, hey, can you I got Coach of the Year. And, you know, the only reason I got it is because of those 25 kids that play for me. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I got it. It's, you know, I'm not that great of a coach. I'm not, you know, I'm not.
You've done something great at Caverna.
Well, you know, I am a good life coach. I would give myself a credit for being a good life coach because I've been where those kids are, and it's easy to teach somebody to do something when you've done it.
Right.
And you know, the kids get the credit, and then, you know, my assistant coaches, Barrett Wright, Tim Gower, and Dwayne Hatcher, you know, they have done their part, and we've just, you know, everything has just came together.
So, again, as folks think about, you know, we're coming into, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, people might, you know, think about wanting to support an organization. We talked about investing time. You all could also take some money if somebody wanted to put some money towards the team. Am I correct?
Well, yes. And, you know, what I will say that the community has been great for the last two weekends. They have really went above and beyond, you know, doing things for us that they didn't have to do. They reached out to us. And I will say this, you know, we're not takers. We're also givers.
Right.
And I'm not trying to give this a plug because, you know, there's nothing.
Plug it. It's okay.
Yes. There's nothing beneficial coming for the kids, but we are actually doing a free Thanksgiving dinner at, our restaurant on Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, these kids were one of the reasons behind that. Because a lot of people don't have, you know, families or anybody to spend the holidays with. And you know, some of the kids are actually going to come up and help do some things during Thanksgiving as far as fixing plates and help us deliver plates and stuff like that.
So, as a heads up for, you know, years down the road, you know, 2, 3, 4 years down the road, had people better buckle up and get ready for Caverna High School's football team?
Oh, the ride's already started now. you know, and I mean this.
People are already getting nervous, aren't they? They're already getting nervous.
Well, we've got an exceptional group of kids, and you know, everybody has finally taken notice. We've got a set of twins, Tyson and Kenyon Martin, that I will put with any athletes, you know, in the entire state of Kentucky, you know, at their age level. But all the other kids have bought into their success, and these kids are ready. It's going to be a fun two weekends. I'm speaking it into an existence. We're, you know, hopefully we'll win this weekend and then get to go back and play in the finals the next weekend. But the next 4 years at Caverna, not only basketball, but all sports, they're good in everything.
So basically, the people better get ready for that purple power.
Purple power, yes. And we've, you know, since the 80s, you know, I started kindergarten in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Purple pride, that's all we have in our little community, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Trevin Hayes, Region 1 Coach of the Year, congratulations on that. Congratulations on this marvelous team you put together. And, again, I think it really shows how, you know, investing time in young people will pay dividends.
It will. It will.
All right, Trevent, thank you again. Congratulations, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you, Angela.
In Glasgow, cheering for the Colonels. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.